building pop culture, building policy through pop culture, because when people can see it, you recognize how it works, right? It's like those racists that grew up always racist in a southern town and they never knew anybody black, and then their daughter happens to marry a black man and they get mixed grandbabies and they're just like, I'm no longer racist, right? Because I have proximity to these people and they're my people now, right? And I think that's a, that's what you got to do. You got to do that
Yeah.
for people.
No, I agree. And while I do not value Don Lemon as a journalist, I think that this project is something like we have to be able to not toss out the baby with the bathwater. But to me, if it saves a child or it saves a person and they get to see themselves, I will support it. But I will not ever support him being a journalist. And I stand by that. But that's, you know, we could have that discussion or argument or not.
We can
Or
all,
not at
we can
all.
all, yeah, we can all, yeah, no, it's good. Don, I love Don. I think he's a great dude. I think he got into the electric asshole's ass there when he was, when he interviewed him on Twitter a little bit. And although I did tell him, I'm like, I don't know why you decided to do that. I said, you knew he was a
Yeah,
snitch.
that, all of it. It's, you know, I feel like we're in an age where no longer can people chase a check. And when I say chase a check, do things that compromise not just their integrity, but the rest of ours as well for money and fame and success. And we not talk about it. So we're going to talk about it. I don't care whether you are on ESPN and I've known you for a while, or you are Don Lemon, who seems like a very nice man, you know, however, you know, like at some point, because the decisions people make affect us. So it's not
No,
in a
you're
vacuum.
right.
You're not just making a you decision at that point. We are all now grafted into the view of black people or what have you based on how you open your mouth and talk.
You know what's
So.
funny is that when all the stuff with Candace Owens came out, I saw something and I was like, so I texted Don. I'm like, listen, Don, you should interview Candace Owens. And he sent me a video about black journalists and black entertainers not giving her space. He was like, we should not give her air.
What?
Right?
Let
Yeah,
me
and I'm
find
like,
out.
all right. Yeah, and I was like, and so what was funny about that is I was like, you know, I think, you know, with Candace Owens, right? I think she's got a baby face, right? And like they get to people see her in real life and she's probably charming before she gets on camera, you know what I mean? And they get all that stuff. I said, Don, you will be immune to that. She can't charm you like that, right? You can do that. And he was like, I'm not giving somebody like that space. He's like, I'm not doing it. And I'm like, okay, all right. I respect that. But I was laughing about it because I thought it would be funny, right? Because you know, I'm a troll like that. You see my Instagram,
Yeah,
I'm a troll like
you are. I like it. You know, as a recovering troll, I appreciate it from afar.
I always tell people I'm not, I'm what it is, I got a good memory and I'm petty.
Yeah, well, my memory sucks. So, but my petty is I don't know, understand. My petty outdistances my memory.
You be petty LaBelle, I'll be petty WAP. There we go.
Okay, we here for it. I love it. I love it.
Well, folks, if you notice, in Black Talk Radio, we discuss a lot of different issues, and we're very, I wouldn't say emotional about it, but real straightforward about it, as you can hear in a lot of these discussions. That is one of the reasons why Rick and I have been doing this for many, many years, and the station that we're on really got lambasted for really coming out and talking about a lot of various issues. From the crack cocaine epidemic to having people like Ossie Davis and Ruby Dee on, Gil Scott-Heron, and even discussing many local issues like the Johnny Gamage murder in Brentwood. So that's the way we look at things, and hopefully you won't be offended by it. Thanks for listening to our program this week, and we'll see you next time here on Ebony Spectrum. Rick and I say peace.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. Hello, I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia and ways you can keep your brain as healthy as possible. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. You want to live your life to the fullest, and we can help.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, place of worship, or other chosen groups. Communities can provide support when you need it, including helping your kids avoid underage drinking and other substance use. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Here's a song all about my deep devotion and love to the banjo.
It's Sunday, and you're listening to the Jazz Corner here on WRCT Pittsburgh. I'm Kevin Amos.
Thank you.
muita gente no meu rumo, mas eu sempre vou só. Nessa terra desse jeito, já não sei viver. Deixo tudo, deixo nada, só do tempo. Eu não posso me livrar. E ele corre para ter meu dia de morrer.
Thank you.
Well, if you haven't guessed already, we're paying tribute to David Sanborn, who passed away this past week. One of the great saxophone players of all time. And a lot of people in Pittsburgh like him. And I'm quite sure that you did too, whatever part of the country or part of the world that you are listening in. But we featured a live version from Montreux Jazz Festival, and we had another segment from the Night Music Show, and we're going to go into another segment from that very popular and unique TV program that was actually produced by Lorne Michaels of Saturday Night Live on the NBC network here in the States. And it's been archived by a Japanese company. So we're going to listen to another cut from that Night Music Show. Some great stuff there. And that's going to be pretty much most of the Jazz Corner today. We started off listening to some new music. Well, actually, an old music, some old music from Pat Metheny and one of its later releases. And new music from Esperanza Spalding. And Esperanza is joined with Milton Nascimento, which is a treat, one of my favorite singers of all time. So let's get back into the music. This is Night Music. This episode with... Check this out. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Pharoah Saunders. Stay tuned. Oh, yeah. By the way, this is from 1989. Some of you weren't born yet, but you'll enjoy this program.
In celebration of our new season, I'd like to welcome Van Dyke Parks and the Night Music Orchestra.
I see you. starring David Sanborn and the Night Music Band. Tonight's guests, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Maria McKee, Thera Saunders, and Van Dyke Parks.
Thank you. We'll be right back after these important commercial messages. Thank you. It's great to be back. I'd like to welcome you once again to Night Music. Before we continue, I want to actually reintroduce you to the great musicians in our band. Returning on drums is Omar Hakim. And on bass, fresh from my ambitious world tour, Tom Barney. Also returning is keyboard whiz Philippe Sace. And in the back here, he's a legend. We've got him on percussion, Don Elias. And last but not least, a man whose middle name is guitar, Hiram Guitar Bullock. Playing a rather battered Stratocaster, I might add. Actually, but he's not the only one with a battered Stratocaster on our show tonight. We also have a man whose middle name is Ray, Stevie Ray Vaughan. our next guest's records have been longtime favorites of mine. I've never actually had the chance to hear him perform live until this week. And, well, this week I have the double pleasure of not only hearing him perform, but actually playing with him. And it's really a pleasure for me to welcome Pharoah Saunders to the show. The song we're going to do is called Femby.
I'm a great pretender.
Our next guest has just embarked on a solo career. She's a gifted singer and songwriter, and her name is Maria McKee. Here she is singing her song, Breathe.
First, I was scared when I opened up my head and the motor that was running was the mind of you. I was scared when I looked at my reflection in the shine I saw with the eyes of you. I was scared when you touched my lips and the breath I took was a breath that shook me with a shock. Like a flame as eternal as a song, and the song is you. I will let you breathe through me. I will let you be with me. Whenever I'm alone and you're lost out there, I can feel you. Cause our lungs we share. When I'm alone, anytime, anywhere, I can feel your heartbeat. Cause our blood we share. I was scared when you came into my room. The walls became the sea. Your voice was the moon. Oh, when you rocked me in your arms like a song, a wave on the tide of you. Thank you.
breath fills my lungs, my heart beats your blood, your breath fills my lungs. I was scared when you came into my room, the walls became the sea, your voice was the moon. Oh, when you rocked me in your arms, be with me, I will let you breathe through me, I will let you, I will let you, I will let
You've caught us. Well, we're back with Van Dyke Parks. This is Van Dyke Parks. Please welcome him. And Van Dyke has a new album out, and it's called Tokyo Rose. And I believe you've described it as having a Pacific Rim sensibility. I mean, could you elaborate on that a little bit?
I think that's fair. I did come out with a record called Tokyo Rose. It's about East meeting West, such as we have here tonight with Osamu playing the yes. Koto. And we want to play a selection from it called Tokyo Rose.
And we will.
That makes sense?
Well, of course. But before we do that, tell me about... I heard an interesting story about your first contact with the... I don't know how to put this, Japanese culture. Is that the right terminology?
I noticed you didn't say that they had their first cultural encounter with me.
Well,
But at any rate, that was in 1971. I was working on a record with a tune called Sailing Shoes, written by Lowell George out in California. And we had the session closed, as we often did in those days. We thought it was very important. We did this song called Sailing Shoes. I worked it out with Lowell, and there was a group of seven men silhouetted in the control room. And I rushed back to the control room to accost them, and darn if they didn't all bow and give me a pearl. And they said, we would like you to make some music for us. I said, well, that's very beautiful. Of course, I emotionally responded to that pearl. And immediately, I told them that I'd like to work on something for them musically, but that I was busy in this album. So Lowell George stepped forward, trusty steed, put his hand on the briefcase,